This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hamley. NHPR's own Keith Shields, he's the executive producer of The Exchange, is running the marathon once again this year. And he's down in Hopkinton this morning. We thought we'd give him a call and see how he's doing. Good morning, Keith.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm well. And how about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It seems to be a wonderful day. The weather is wonderful here today. It's a little cool right now. It's expected to get up to about 60 degrees today, which is pretty good for runners. So I think a lot of people are really excited about today.
So what's the feeling around the start line right now? I know that you guys are kind of in that staging area and Hopkinton. Is the mood different this year than it has been, or are runners just kind of getting their game face on?
It really seems at this point in time that it's just like any other marathon, a lot of energy, a lot of laughs, a lot of reminiscing about the winter, and getting ready to get to the starting line.
Sure. Now, there were a lot of events over the weekend that you, I know, attended some of them. Can you give us some highlights for you?
Absolutely. Well, there's a bunch of events, as you said. There's, first of all, on Saturday, there's a bunch of races that actually occur right there at the finish line where the Boston Marathon is. There's one-mile events that high schoolers compete in and professionals compete in. There's even a junior high 1,000-meter race. I went to that. There's the Boston Marathon Expo where runners pick up their numbers and their shirts. There's a lot of vendors there where you can buy clothing and food and all that. And then finally, there's the pasta dinner, which is at City Hall Plaza last night. I went to all three of those events. I would say that you noticed a little more security this year. Not too much. You did have to put your bag through one of those detectors that you might go through in a courthouse. There was a bomb-sniffing dog. We noticed those. A little more police presence. But to be honest, if I had not been aware of what happened last year, I might not have noticed that much more presence. It didn't really hurt the fun of the event. I didn't feel like I was restricted in any way. So it really still kept with the celebration and the vibe around that.
How about this morning, Keith? Are you noticing more security? Are things a little tighter, a little harder to get where you need to go?
Well, I wouldn't say that much so far. I mean, there are definitely more police here. I'm sure there's a lot more undercover police that I'm unaware of. We chartered a bus from my area of Boston. We got here. We have bags in our bus, and there's no problem so far. We haven't had anybody really check our bus, nobody come on. So, again, it sort of feels kind of normal here today. Just feels like the beginning of this great event, the Boston Marathon, one of the best races in the world.
So, Keith, in terms of, emotions this morning, how does it feel compared to races in the past for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I talked to a lot of people about this, Rick, and I think the general feeling, you have to understand that the Boston Marathon is the third Monday of April. And so last year it was the earliest it could have been on the 15th. This year it's the latest it can be on the 21st. And so I think we've had this week of reflection, of memorials, of sadness. And I think today a lot of people think it's a turning of the page. It's a day where we can finally retake this race back. We can celebrate what it's about. A lot of people have talked about, this is what the victims of the marathon would want. They would want us to kind of go out and have a great day today. So I think it really worked out well that we've had this week of remembering everything that happened last year. And now is the day that we can kind of go out. And there might be some sad points along the road, but a lot of high fives. And the crowds apparently are just going to be incredible out there.
Well, Keith, good luck today. Hope you get a personal best this morning.
Thanks a lot, Rick.